Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg and this is At Large at Medscape. Most lab tests that are done do not need to be done. The results are either normal, negative, or show no change from the previous test. Why do them? I do admit that there may be a positive placebo effect from a normal lab result, even a useful sigh of relief from stress for some people upon learning of a normal result. And there are really good reasons to do lab tests sometimes. The American Society for Clinical Pathology, ASCP, released its newest five do nots for the Choosing Wisely initiative in October 2017. For background, you might click to this link for my 2014 description of the Choosing Wisely process. Here are all 20 from ASCP, including the new five, at the end. Number one, don't perform population-based screening for 25OH vitamin D deficiency. Two, don't perform low-risk HPV testing. Three, avoid routine preoperative testing for low-risk surgeries without a clinical indication. Four, only order methylated septin 9 to screen for colon cancer on patients for whom conventional diagnostics are not possible. 5. Don't use bleeding time tests to guide patient care. 6. Don't order an erythrocyte sedimentation rate to look for inflammation in patients with undiagnosed condition. Order a C-reactive protein to detect acute phase inflammation. 7. Don't test vitamin K levels unless the patient has an abnormal international normalized ratio and does not respond to vitamin K therapy. 8. Don't prescribe testosterone therapy unless there is laboratory evidence of testosterone deficiency. 9. Don't test for myoglobin or CKMB in the diagnosis of acute myocardial infarction. Instead, use troponin I or T. 10. Don't order multiple tests in the initial evaluation of a patient with suspected non-neoplastic thyroid disease. Order thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, and if abnormal, follow up with additional evaluation or treatment depending on the finding. 11. Do not routinely perform sentinel lymph node biopsy or other diagnostic tests for the evaluation of early thin melanoma, because these tests do not improve survival. 12. Do not routinely order expanded lipid panels of particle sizing nuclear magnetic resonance as screening tests for cardiovascular disease. A standard lipid profile includes total cholesterol, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and triglyceride. 13. Do not test for amylase in cases of suspected acute pancreatitis. Instead, test for lipase. 14. Do not request serology for H. pylori. Use the stool antigen or breath test instead. 15. Do not perform fluorescence in situ hybridization (FISH) for myelodysplastic syndrome-related abnormalities on bone marrow samples obtained for cytopenias when an adequate conventional karyotype is obtained. And now the new five statements. 16. Do not order a frozen section on a pathology specimen if the result will not affect immediate, meaning intraoperative or perioperative, patient management. 17. Do not repeat hemoglobin electrophoresis or equivalent in patients who have a prior result and who do not require therapeutic intervention or monitoring of hemoglobin variant levels. 18. Do not test for protein C, protein S, or antithrombin levels during an active clotting event to diagnose a hereditary deficiency because these tests are not analytically accurate during an active clotting event. 19. Red blood cell folate levels at all. In adults, consider folate supplementation instead of serum folate testing in patients with macrocytic anemia. And 20, do not use sputum cytology to evaluate patients with peripheral lung lesions. Sputum cytology is not effective for evaluating peripheral lesions. For peripheral lesion evaluation, consider alternative diagnostic approaches such as image-guided needle aspiration. Did you get all that? For brief but cogent justification for all 20, simply click to this link. You are a smart and ethical doctor. You do wish to choose wisely, right? That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large for Medscape.